mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This Erskine, host of Erskine Overnight, sitting in today only for Alex Jones. He will be back Monday, Lord willing. The Greeks don't rise. He doesn't get arrested again. There have been three attempts to arrest him in New York, and we're expecting to hear from him this hour. We had Paul Joseph Watson, who wrote the book Order Out of Chaos. You've got the Alex Jones video, America Dictators, the staged election of 2004. The election's going to be staged. You're looking back. They've got everything in place, the electronic voting, everything in place to stage the election. They've got all the propaganda machines wrapping it up, really cranking it out. You watch the staged program of the Republicans, you watch the stage program of the Democrats, putting in, I was just on pins and needles, see the, who the Republicans were going to nominate. Oh, that was certainly exciting to see the Republicans and the Democrats. You're not hearing about anybody else, just those two, for 1 week on the Democrats, 1 week on the Republicans. It was Skull and Bones night, 2 weeks of Skull and Bones. They were able to get out their propaganda to learn what's really going on, get police state 1, 2, and 3, and those living in New York, they may not even have to get the videos because they're witnessing it right now going on. But police state 1, 2, and 3, the American Dictators, the new video, 1995 is all that video is, the American Dictators and Matrix of Evil. And also to get Order Out of Chaos. This is the one book. It is the best book I have read this year. I mean, I read it cover to cover twice. It is fabulous. Paul Joseph Watson's going to be on my program, Erskine Overnight, coming up on September 11th, 10:30 Pacific. It's going to be 3 hours later in the Eastern time zone, but 10:30 Pacific. Paul Joseph Watson will be on for an hour and a half to get that. Go to your local radio station. If they're not carrying Erskine Overnight, ask them, why aren't you? And if you can't get it there, then go to www.gcnlive.com, gcnlive.com. Or you can go to my website if you want to write me, Erskine on Radio, E-R-S-K-I-N-E, on radio.com, and you'll hear about the new guest, whoever's coming up, and all the previous guests who have been there. To order the Alex Jones videos and books, you can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com if you've got a computer, Infowars.com. Either way, you need to get the American Dictators and the police state videos, and you certainly need this book, Order Out of Chaos. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to go immediately to Deborah in Michigan and may have to hold her over. Deborah, welcome to the Alex Jones program.
Hi, Erskine. God, I listen to you every Saturday night. I love your show.
Bless your heart. You're one of the good folks. So this week, I think you're really going to enjoy it. Oh. Can I help you with, you got a question?
Yeah, well, I just want to say something real quick. The program you're having on Saturday night, I have what you're going to be talking about. You know, I've been infected with it. But anyway,
right. Well, we're going to have Professor Donald Scott from the University of Ontario on, and it's going to be an amazing program.
Right, it's
and
be
like
about,
I say, you're welcome.
It's going to be about mycoplasma, right?
Mycoplasmas. We're going to talk about AIDS, chronic fatigue,
yeah,
Parkinson's,
yeah,
and the other epidemics that the United States of America. We're going to talk about who developed it, where it came from, and hopefully some advice on what you can do about
it. And I love the fact that your show's out of Phoenix. I just recently moved to Michigan, but I lived in Scottsdale, so I miss it a lot. But what I really wanted to ask you was about the lady who called earlier and the comment that you made yesterday about the thing with the I was wondering if you could give more information about the thing with the National Guard and about November the 1st and explain
it more. I will when we get back. So hold on, Deborah. I'll certainly do that when we get back on Alex Jones radio program.
Mm-hmm. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Not from Austin, Texas. This is Alex Jones. We'll be hopefully calling in from New York City, ground zero, as he did yesterday with an unbelievable report of what's going on in New York. The report that you're not seeing covered anywhere else, not the sugar-coated reports that you're seeing of the 3,000 delegates, but the report of the 300,000 protesters and what's happening to them. The 300,000 protesters and Alex's report at his own peril, much like he did with Bohemian Grove. This is Bohemian Grove East. This is the face of the New World Order. Talking with Deborah in Michigan, and Deborah, last weekend on the famous Alex Jones Access television show, Alex displayed the Texas National Guard manual for infrastructure protection. It was delivered to him by an insider within that program. The insider called the show and answered Alex's questions about the program and their notification to be deployed on November 1st. The manual goes into great detail on military takeover of civic authorities, city halls, etc., exactly the way Alex documented in his three police state videos made over the last 10 years. That is the report that I have on it, and it is a manual that was distributed by the Texas National Guard. Now, this is coming about November 1st, could be a critical day for all of America. It's right before the election, and is there something coming down at that point? It would indicate that perhaps there would be something coming up around Halloween or November 1st, which is All Souls Day. I have no idea. Let's hope and pray that it isn't, but that is the report and the manual that they're distributing. That's the issue you were talking about, Deborah?
Yeah, I was curious, is it just Texas or is it nationwide?
Well, the manual that Alex apparently received is from the Texas National Guard. So if it would be Texas, I would think it perhaps could be nationwide. I don't know. That's all the information I have on it.
Well, all I can say, Erskine, is I love listening to you. I love listening to Alex. And if it wasn't for people like the both of you, I mean, we'd still all have our head, you know, buried in the sand, you know? And,
well, the problem is most of the media is controlled, Deborah. You and I both know that. It's very, very controlled. So I certainly appreciate everything you've said, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, well, you're taking a big chance for all of us, and I really appreciate what you're doing for all of us Americans.
Well, you want to know something? Living in Scottsdale, we've had the helicopters flying over my house with the bright lights about 30 feet over, just shining on the backyard, that type of thing. So they're doing a lot of intimidation to myself and other talk show hosts. People don't like to talk about it. I haven't mentioned it a lot, but on at least four different occasions, they've been about 30 feet over the house with a light shining right down. I don't know if they were Sheriff Arpaio's or whose helicopters they were, but it certainly was intimidation.
Well, we all know about Joe Arpaio.
Those of us in Phoenix and Scottsdale do. Elsewhere, they think he's the toughest sheriff going.
Oh, the guy.
Other places, we look at it as a military dictatorship.
The guy is a mental problem. There's no two ways about it. But
I'm not going to comment on that. I'll drive down the road someday and see those lights flashing on me, and you know that. I don't want to take on every battle. My pappy once told me, he said, white knights don't always lose. You know, dragons sometimes get you. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you.
Let's go to Joe in Maryland. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
Wonderful, fine, and dandy on Friday. And you've got a question or a comment?
Actually, I have a comment. I didn't catch the gentleman's name that called in that had the warning about Homeland Security, the call about Austin. Just thinking about it.
I think that was Mo in Austin who was talking about that.
Let me tell you, that I believe that's prophetic, because I'm telling you, just talking about it right now, I've got the same anointing that I get when evil's present that Yeshua has given to me. And let me tell you, just talking about it, I really believe that something is up. I mean, just by the Spirit of God, only by that, I believe something to watch and pray against is what I believe, that we need to really stand against it.
I had on as a guest Norio Hayakawa. Norio came over here about 10, 12 years ago from Japan, and came over to study Area 51. He came over as a complete atheist, and I'm asking Norio, I said, well, what's over there in Area 51, Norio? Tell me, is it alien? What's over there? What's going on? He said, no, it's not alien. And he was talking about it. He said, we've got these things up there that they have the holograms, and they've got this, and make you believe this, that, and the other. And I'm saying, then Norio, you can't trust your eyes? He said, no. You can't trust your ears? He said, no. I said, what can you trust? He said, you can trust the Lord. You've got to ask. He said, that's all you can trust. I said, I thought you were an atheist. He said, I was, but I'm not anymore.
That's
all
man.
You can trust.
Smart
Pardon?
Man. And let me tell you, by the Spirit of God, I believe there's something, you know, I pray that I'm wrong. But I'm telling you, I just moved from Dade County, Florida. And I tell you what, the devils down there did not need a green card coming across the border. And let me tell you, I learned a lot about the spirit realm in Florida. In fact, they tried to kill me about five or six different times, but the Lord prevailed. I'm still here. But anyway, I think you're doing a fantastic job. I missed Alex yesterday, of all things, because I had a doctor's appointment. I couldn't believe it, and I said,
"Oh, it was an amazing report, Joe.
I didn't hear it.
Absolutely amazing.
I mean, Alex was
right there. He was almost arrested three different times, and the report that he gave was absolutely about Guantanamo Bay on the Hudson. Totally amazing. Alex was talking about they had orange nets where they were just like fishing. They were grabbing everybody they could, reporters, everybody. He was there at the peril of his life, just like he was at Bohemian Grove. Thank God for Alex Jones standing up and finally getting the truth out that nobody else has been putting out on any of the other news services.
Let me tell you, I've been really praying for a hedge protection. I think it's God watching over him and protecting him and from prayer, you know, for prayers, you know, covering him in the lion's den, because that's who he is. He's Daniel's in the lion's den, and it sure sounded like it. Like I said, I missed Alex's. I caught a little bit of it, but not very much. My radio kind of went out because I get it on an AM station, and all of a sudden, boom, I got in a section that I couldn't hear anything, and I caught just a little bit and not much. And I'm really disappointed in that.
Thank you so much for the call, and keep praying for Alex's safety, as I know
will.
We all are.
And let me tell you, here's something else. You know, we've got that big storm. With me moving, I lived through Andrew, the hurricane, in 1992,
Had Charlie, and now they got Fran.
And let me tell you, I have a lot of good friends down there now, and, you know, my family, I've got a son there and two grandchildren and daughter-in-law, and this is very frightening for them, you know, and but anyway, it looks like to me it's going up north a little bit. I haven't heard an update, but it looks like it. I've got TV on and trying to listen to you. It's kind of hard. Hey, you do a good job. I wish that I could stay awake after 12 o'clock to listen to you.
I understand. Thank you so much for the call, Joe.
Okay.
Let's go immediately to Russ in Texas. Hi, Russ.
Erskine?
Welcome to Alex Jones' program, Russ. You're on.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to bring to the listeners' attention two articles from the Associated Press reported yesterday. One was by a Michael Wiesenstein, Associated Press writer. The article was entitled, 19 Anti-Bush Protesters Arrested in New York. Well, that's a rather deceiving title.
All 19 of them, huh?
19,
you can count that on your fingers and toes. The set. 1,700 at least.
Down in the body of the article, it says related arrests for the week numbered more than 1,700. And it said that many of those arrested were being processed from Tuesday's wave of arrests, which totaled more than 1,187. The city's chief lawyer said in court Thursday that 524 anti-GOP protesters remain in custody, even though fewer than two dozen were arrested the previous day. A legal aid lawyer told the court...
How could 500 remain in custody when fewer than 24 were arrested?
Exactly. A legal aid lawyer told the court the figure was closer to 700. The bulk of the arrests this week were on Tuesday night. But in the prior paragraph, this reporter wrote that Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said most had been going through the holding facility in about 90 minutes and asserted that no one was held longer than 8 hours. In a follow-up article, Associated Press, same day, it says State Supreme Court Justice John Cataldo ordered 470 protesters freed, including some who had been awaiting arraignment for almost 3 days. Now, this police commissioner, Ray Kelly, ought to be held accountable for his blatant and just flagrant lies. These people are liars, they're deceivers, and the press is complicit. And they, you know, thank God for the alternative press, or for the true press, you know, that you can only find on the internet, because these people are liars. They need to be held accountable for their lies and their deception.
Now, say what you mean, Russ. Are you saying they're not telling the truth? Oh, there's no question about it. Listen to this quote that I started out with, John Ashcroft, 2004. I'll continue to maintain that Saddam Hussein aided al-Qaeda financially and materially, despite the fact that we know he didn't. And then he said, before Congress, the administration categorically denies that authorized the use of torture in Iraq, and I will refuse to release the Department of Justice's letter of sanctioning the use of torture. Now, talk about liars. Listen to what these people are saying. Use your brain, as Paul Joseph Watson says. Use your brain. Thank you for bringing that up and bringing out the news, so-called, that we're getting from the mainstream media, but not...
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Erskine guest hosting for Alex Jones. And coming up on my program this weekend, it's at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight East Coast. So if you can stay up, listen to the first hour without Homeland Security getting upset with you, by the time 1 o'clock, you may take your little radio and put it under the covers. Because if you're up over 1 o'clock, you know, That's a problem. But coming up this weekend, Professor Donald W. Scott from Ontario, Canada, offering the startling revelation that the United States government has a patent for engineered pathogenic microplasma. This is where AIDS and chronic fatigue came from. He's going to give you the whole rundown, how this was developed. We're losing 8,000 people a day. 8,000 a day from AIDS and the chronic fatigue, and why they were developed and how. Then Michael Brown's going to be with us. And then finally, Harry Brown, they're not related, Harry's going to be talking about freedom and unfree world and why government doesn't work. That's 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight East Coast time. Be sure to listen to Erskine Overnight this Saturday. My website, www.erskineonradio.com, where you can contact me. And then in 2 weeks, Paul Joseph Watson, Order Out of Chaos, and also Bob Chapman's going to give us an update as to what's happening economically around the world. So a couple of very, very fine shows coming up. I'd like to thank Alex for the opportunity to guest host, and I'd also like to thank his audience. You're the best callers and listeners anyone would ever want. Thank you for keeping up and not being afraid to learn the truth. Did you hear that? Not being afraid to learn the truth. So many Americans today are afraid to even hear the truth. They don't want it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know about it. What's it going to take to wake up Americans? As Al Martin says, make NFL pay-per-view. That would do it. That'd wake them up. Domino's doesn't deliver, and if beer went on strike, most Americans would just say, oh, it's over for us, we've got to do something. They'd really be protesting. But in New York, there are 300,000 protesting right now. You're not watching it on NBC, CNN. No, you're not. It's not on CBS. It's not on ABC. The only place you can hear about it is right here on the Alex Jones radio program. And Alex will be back with you Monday. Go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com for an update. And also look at Alex's videos. They are something. They are something. His new video, American Dictators, the staged election of 2004. You think the convention was staged when you're watching how pretty Mr. Bush went out and the whole thing and the way that they started with their day of diversity? I mean, if you were black, you had your picture on TV in the Republican convention. I mean, they had everybody, every nationality they could come with. And then the next day, it was like all white day. It was really weird. But it's very, very strange. You think that was staged? Wait till you see this election coming up. You can also call and order any of the videos or Order Out of Chaos by calling 888-253-3139. Meanwhile, our number is 800-259-9231, and we're going to Richard in Alabama, land of the Crimson Tide. Hey, Richard, welcome to Alex Jones radio program.
Is your Saturday night program on shortwave?
I don't think so, Richard. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a wasteland Saturday night. But anyway...
yes, sir.
This morning at 10 a.m. Central Time, I heard on the Information Radio Network news that some American girls had been discovered in Nigeria in an orphanage. And these girls were supposed to be in the custody of Child Protective Services, and they were supposed to be in a foster home here in America. But somehow, they got lost, and they wound up in Nigeria. And it's been an awful lot of girls getting lost in Child Protective Services, because they do have a value. They can be sold in certain parts of the world. Little girls are sold.
Well, that's not like going to Birmingham and ending up in Huntsville. I mean, we're talking about from the U.S. to Nigeria, which also, and we've had Ted Gunderson, we've had John DeCamp on talking about the child pornography and the child slavery that's going on, and this is another part of the New World Order that they're doing. They're using our children for this, and not only with the child pornography and slavery, but also with the homosexuality. They're using our children in all of this. We'll be right back. Don't go away, Richard, because I want to talk with you. And other callers, our number, 800-259-9231. Looks like may not be hearing from Alex today. So let's say a real strong prayer for Alex Jones that everything's doing fine in New York.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Today is the only day you'll hear this ad. Why? Because it mentions the names John Kerry and George W. Bush. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. In 2002, John Kerry voted for a restrictive campaign finance law. One provision of that law is that during the final 60 days of this campaign, citizen organizations like ours cannot run ads that mention his name, despite his oath to defend the Constitution. Despite his stated concerns about the constitutionality of the bill, George W. Bush signed it into law. Tomorrow, if we mention Bush or Kerry on air, we could face big fines, even jail time. Tomorrow, DownsizedDC.org won't be able to broadcast this ad. That doesn't mean we'll go silent. Despite the un-American activities of big government politicians, this is still America. I want to invite you to DownsizedDC.org to tell your representative and senators to repeal this bad law. That's DownsizedDC.org. Don't let your voice be silenced tomorrow.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Oh, we got the men in black, or the man in black, Johnny Cash. Talking about the Ring of Fire. This is the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. Hopefully Alex will be back with us come Monday. I know we all want to hear what's going on with Alex, and we'll hopefully have an answer for you before this hour is over. And we're talking with Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're going to have to keep your radio, your TV, and your newspaper, and you're going to have to look for those little bitty stories and catch those stories like that one about the girls in coming
Nigeria.
Out of the orphanage in Nigeria, because you're going to have to look at those very closely. You catch that story one time, and then you're not going to hear it anymore on the major media.
Well, that's you're right. The next hour, they didn't repeat it. But maybe it's still up on the IRN website. If the Information Radio News has a website, maybe somebody could find it still on there.
Definitely worth going to. Anything else that you'd like to comment on?
I don't have internet.
but I was just hoping you might be able to research the matter and find it.
We can certainly check into it. I want to thank you for the call there, Richard, and have yourself a real good day and a wonderful weekend. Let's go to Tom in North Carolina. Tom, hey, down in Tar Heel State.
How you doing, Erskine?
You're doing fine
a great
and
job.
Dandy. Thank you, sir.
One thing I wanted to bring up. Last month in North Carolina, one of the largest robin stage operations began with over 4,000 North Carolina National Guardsmen being trained by special forces. The training is taking place on and off of Fort Bragg, as well as in wilderness areas in various counties. Now, part of this training is for checkpoints, taking over local county government, law enforcement, as well as search and seizure. So this has been going on since last month, and this is serious. And one other point, over 10 years ago, I believe it's Article 74, having to do with unlawful orders, most of the Article 72 to Article 74 has been removed from most of the training manuals. So they're not teaching our soldiers anything about having to disobey lawful or unlawful orders. So I just wanted to bring that point up.
Okay, now these are the new terrorist drills which are being held in cities across the United States. They've identified some of the cities as New York, Boston, Washington, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A. They will not announce the cities beyond that, nor will they announce the exact timing. So we now know that they're in North Carolina. They want these to be short-notice drills to simulate the most realistic effects. These drills include a mock terrorist attack using biological, biochemical, chemical, and nuclear weapons. So if Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda doesn't bring terror to us, Bush Cheney will deliver terrorism. It's like George Bush said, we're not going to wait for Osama bin Laden to terrorize you. No, we're going to do it ourselves. Look at what's going on. This is exactly what's happening. These are mock drills, and when they're doing the mock drills, you and I both know they're planning for the real thing. And who better would know when it's going to happen? So certainly a frightening report there, Tom, that they're doing these drills. The other thing that happened was I'm trying to think of what state it was, where they had a police went in and they ended up taking all the weapons of everybody, including an 87-year-old woman, because one policeman got shot in the shoulder. This happened about 3 weeks ago. They are coming after your guns. There's no question. Now, talking with Deborah, and Deborah was talking about in Arizona and Montana, if they come in and they do a gun confiscation, then both states are thinking about maybe withdrawing from the union because they aren't going to put up with the gun confiscation or the abolishment of the Constitution. We've had the Constitution torn to shreds, but it's still hanging on by a very thin thread. So, Tom, they're Posse Comitatus looks like it's going by the wayside real quick, doesn't it?
Exactly, and this is nothing new. Even if you go into Alex Jones's police state too, he shows in different cities and areas in North Carolina, Swansboro, for instance, where they took over that town completely. So, and a lot of these new National Guardsmen, I spoke to a few of them, they're young. A lot of the older National Guardsmen, they're not even in the country. Some of them are even sheriff's deputies. They've even recently left or Iraq in the last few weeks. So the older guys, 35 and older, they're out. You have a lot of young guys in there with the training from the public school system, so they have no idea. And the young people, they have no idea about unlawful orders.
No, and they also have no idea. They take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, and they have no idea of what the Constitution is. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's go to Mark in Rhode Island. Mark, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hey, Erskine, how you doing there, brother? I just want to let you know you're doing an excellent job, and you and Michael Corbin have done a great job filling in for Alex. And, hey, I really appreciate your whole demeanor and your hearty laugh. I don't know what state you're from, but you just sound like a real good guy.
Thank you, sir. Got a question?
I got a couple of real quick comments, Erskine.
Yes, sir.
Did you happen to catch, I know it's pretty difficult for people that or in the know. Oh, I got to go. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks a lot there, Mark. Let's go to Tim in New York. Tim, Welcome to Alex Jones radio program.
Well, thank you, and as a first-time caller, it's wonderful to hear someone taking over for him that is of like mind and fights the fight like you do. I want to tell you that all you people have are empowering a lot of us. I've made close to 800 copies of Alex's videos and gotten them out, and having a lot of fun doing that, and he has empowered me, and I actually have my own local Saturday show from noon to 1 o'clock here on the Sunshine Radio Network in Rochester, talking about
good
the
man,
stuff,
good
getting
man.
It out there and doing what we can do.
That's on the Sunshine Radio Network in Rochester.
Yes, absolutely.
Any station you'd like to give out?
1310 a.m. and 1590 a.m.
1310 a.m., and that is at noon on Saturday, and 1590 a.m., noon on Saturday for Tim's program there in Rochester, New York area. So if you're listening over there, give Tim a listen on Saturdays, and then Saturday nights at midnight, exactly 12 hours later, is Erskine on radio, Erskine Overnight. So you'll enjoy that program.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. And, you know, just I'm worried about Alex because he hasn't called in. Have you had any messages that he is safe?
Excellent question. We are trying to get in touch with Alex's command center in Texas right now. As soon as we find out anything, we'll have it on the air, hopefully before we go off this hour. Thank you so much for the call, Tim, and thanks for making the copies of the Alex Jones videos, and thank you so much for really taking the bull by the horns and doing your own program. God bless you, and may it be very, very successful in getting the word out. Get a copy of Order Out of Chaos. That's a fabulous book there, Tim.
Got them all. Got the 9/11 in plain sight, which is another tremendous video, having a lot of good success with handing that one out, too.
Sure wakes people up, and you are part of the reason that 50% of the New Yorkers know what's going on about 9/11. Let's go to Ken in Kansas City. It's always good to have somebody giving the truth out, especially like our friend Tim is doing. God bless you, Tim, for doing that. Ken in Kansas City, you're on Alex Jones program.
Yeah, I appreciate you filling in for Alex Erskine.
Thank you, sir. It's a it's an honor.
I've called in before and talked to Alex. I had a couple of points I wanted to make. You know, this man mentioned these girls over in, you know, that were sent over to Africa or whatever.
Right, to Nigeria from the homes here in America, right?
Yeah, the place that I worked before, that's been 4 or 5 years ago now, I was required, we did work with the European Union and at ISO 9000. And I had to send in a personnel questionnaire and a job questionnaire to them when I worked there. I've been on disability now for quite some time. And also, with reference to the Republican convention, I've got that all on tape. If Alex needs it, I put it on VCR. I noticed that you know, they're talking, but they didn't mention anything about the New World Order on there, except bad mouth.
Well, of course not.
Pardon?
Of course not.
And they were bad-mouthing Kerry. They were talking about him going to the UN. But I saw on a news broadcast, and that was during this week, I saw that Colin Powell was over talking to the European Union.
I don't doubt it. Thanks a lot for the call, Ken. Let's go to Art in Kansas City, in Kansas. And one of the things that Ken was talking about is, sure, they're not going to talk about the New World Order. Of course not. It doesn't exist, don't you know? The only person who talked about it was George Herbert Walker Bush. He said, we have a New World Order. He told you it's here. Okay. Enough said. Doesn't have to beat you over the head with it. Art, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hi, Erskine.
Hi, Art.
Speaking of the New World Order, there's a great little book called The Insiders by John McManus.
Absolutely. That's a great book.
It really is. It's got the latest list of all these insider creeps and the corporations who support them.
Absolutely. You've got the corporations and the banksters, and you've got the same people on the board of directors of all of these companies. They're all intertwined. It's very incestuous how you've got them all intertwined and intermarried into these groups, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but this lists the actual corporations, so you know who you're buying stuff from is supporting them.
Sure that you are, and there's very few places where they aren't supporting them when you're talking major corporations. It's like Nolan and Mo and Moses was talking about, especially Moses was talking about from Denmark. Buy from the small local people who you know.
Yeah. Okay, now here's my main point. What worries
yes.
me about this convention and all the melee in New York, there's there's always a good little Nazi someplace willing to do this against their own citizens for a paycheck.
Sure.
Just the same as Hitler or anybody else. That's all.
Absolutely.
And it
absolutely. And as the one lady was talking about, if they come in with the new draft, then that is going to essentially be the brown shirts.
Yep.
We're going to have them so indoctrinated you won't be able to see straight.
I know it. And it's local government, it's county, it's whatever. They all do it. Whatever.
You got it.
Whatever the paycheck covers. But you know, last night, that whole convention reminded me of Hitler and the brown shirts. I mean, did you see the looks on those people's faces?
Yes,
they
yes,
were
I
like,
did.
They were mesmerized.
They did everything except Sieg Heil, didn't they?
If he had said that, they would have said that.
I know. It was disgusting. Thanks for the call, Art. I appreciate it. Let's go to Joyce. Joyce, I think you're in Texas, aren't you?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Alex Jones' program. We're going to have to be real quick because we're close to the end of the hour.
All right. What I have is real quick. I'm calling from Houston, which is where those kids from Nigeria were from.
Okay.
The previous caller. It was boys and girls. What had happened with that, I've been following the story in the paper. The mother wanted to take a job in Iraq for Kellogg Brown and Root. She enrolled the seven children in boarding school in Nigeria, and she claims she was sending tuition payments to her brother-in-law there in Nigeria. He says he never got the money. Long story short, the tuition ran out, the kids were kicked out of school, ended up in the orphanage. A minister from San Antonio found them there and brought them back to the States. But that was the information behind that story. I appreciate the caller that he's paying attention to these stories about kids. Kids definitely need to be watched out for. But I just wanted
you
to give him...
You better believe it.
Pay
attention to kids. And thanks for the information on that. And I am sure that that they'll be happy to know that it wasn't as nefarious as it may have sounded. Yes.
It's still a bad situation, but it's not quite as bad as it could have been.
You got it. You got it. Keep your eyes and ears open, though, but don't go off to extremes, because sometimes the answers are not as complicated and sometimes they are not definitely as convoluted as you might think. But I appreciate that. Thanks for straightening that story out, Joyce. That's wonderful. That's the advantage of doing talk radio. You get to hear a story, and then someone else comes in and says, well, here's what really happened and here's the way it happened. And that's great. That is great. That's what it's all about. Thanks, Joyce.
You're welcome. All this is from the Houston Chronicle, so anyone can go to their site online and find this.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Darren. Darren in Colorado. Yes, Darren, you're on.
Well, thank you very much. I have something real important I'd like to try to get across.
Okay.
Their goal is to send us into chaos.
Absolutely.
And the way they can do that is think of everything has a weakness. Okay? And I found a weakness possibly with the Constitution. And I'd like to fill that hole so it's not a weakness anymore. It gives us freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to defend that assembly with the Second Amendment to challenge their authority in case we think they're taking yours and my and everybody else's loved ones' future away from them. Well, that challenges the whole government as a whole. It's unjust because it includes the good and the bad together. It's against the mother whose son is in the military. He would be sent against that lives next door. It's against
right.
the police officer down the street. It's against the Congress. It's against the mayor, the police chiefs, everybody. So when they have 1,000 police out there, and you're one that doesn't agree, you don't know whether the 999 others agree, so you keep quiet, grab your billy club, and do your work because you want your paycheck. They have no
right.
package to turn to. So if we change that and work toward giving a refuge to these police officers and the message, in other words, you don't say the government's this, the government's that, we're challenging their authority. Let's give these guys work, put the whole message toward building them a refuge. Our ATF, FBI, CIA can't go to work, protect their families at home, and they need that refuge. They would support it. The difference is this. Under the Constitution, everybody in the government that would be sent against that refuge wants the public disarmed. Change the whole message and say, let's build a refuge for each of these officers, or right up to the president. They might need the refuge too. Congressmen, everybody. Then everybody in the government wants you armed, because when they go to work, they want to know their family safe at home. And who's better to do that than the neighbor who's been loving his next-door neighbor as himself, doing the good deed, standing firm for their neighbor. Then they can't send us into chaos, because your message wasn't against the government. Your message was for the good of the government.
And I'm, as I read the Constitution, Second Amendment, it is to protect us from the government that we're given the right to bear arms. I want to thank you for the call, and I think we've got just barely enough time. Let's go again to Mark in Rhode Island when we get back, and we'll talk to George in Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening to Alex Jones radio program. If we have any updates on Alex, we'll certainly get to it in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Thank you for listening. This is Erskine.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $49 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind, and by using your mind, that is the only way that you're going to defeat them. As my friend Paul Joseph Watson says, in Order Out of Chaos, your brain is the most powerful muscle in your body. It controls all the others. Reclaim it as your own, and you'll be in awe of its amazing power. Either you're going to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Let's go to Mark again, Rhode Island. Very quick, Mark, because it's got two other callers.
Thanks, Erskine. I'm sorry I had to hang up quickly. You know, there was a reference, actually, in the convention last night. Of what little I watched, the phrase was, "We will not be stopped." And number two, I just want to thank God for all the women out there that do call in Alex the show. I know, you know, these subjects are can be very frightening and scary, and women in general tend to shy away from it. I don't want to deal with it, but I notice there are a lot of women, young and old, that call up that are aware and that are, you know, woken up to all this. And then, and number three, Erskine, I just like to say that, man, there's so many Americans out there that really need to wake up, and when we do wake up, we will be like a sleeping giant. And maybe we can stop this with God's help.
Absolutely, and with God's help. And you've got people like our friend Tim up there in New York, who's on Rochester 1310 AM, 1590 AM on Saturdays. He's got his own radio show going now. He has made 800 copies of Alex's tapes. This is what is going to count. And if you believe that there's a final analysis, or even if you don't, I don't want to be standing up there and saying, well, you know, I tried to sort of get along and do everything pretty much right, to just sort of go along and get along. Yeah, that's what you want to say when the final day comes. Let's go to George in Pennsylvania. George, quick comment.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Oh.
This is Alex Jones Radio Show. You're on.
Yeah. I heard you mention something about two states were thinking about backing out of the union. Which two were those again?
Montana and Arizona. They've got things going before the legislature of both of those states. You know, it was tried by, like, the entire South. I don't know where that's going to go, but at least there are two states that have resolutions, at least before their legislature, that if they take away guns, if they try to do away with the Constitution, that these two states want out.
Oh. And then things are real interesting here. How long do you think it'll be before it gets real interesting?
I think it's interesting every single day, George. Every single day, more and more things that you're seeing, more and more reports. I mean, yeah, the report of the lady who was taken off of the cruise ship with her in shackles because a year before she didn't pay a $50 fine for leaving marshmallows at Yellowstone Park. Took her off a cruise ship in shackles for that. What are we coming to in this nation? For goodness sake, what are we coming to when they take away, I'm looking at, left a bag of marshmallows, and what are you going to have, like from the movie The Ghostbusters, the marshmallow man rise up? Is that what they're scared of next? Who knows? So that's what's happening.
Yes, I heard Dave and Joyce mention Buffalo, New York had a big concentration camp up there, one of them FEMA camps, and they mentioned a list of them, and I was wondering if you could find out that list from them, repeat that on the show if you could.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I've heard that there are over 200 secret camps, and I know that the figure that was done, there is $3 billion for the CLIF. That's a civilian labor force that has gone in, and these are essentially concentration camps with a red and blue list.
All right,
thank
and then
you
the only
call,
last thing.
Yes.
Was NewsWatchMagazine.org has a thing posted on the internet where they're showing UN vehicles coming in through Fort Beaumont, Texas.
Okay, thank you, George. Thanks for the call. Listen to Erskine Overnight, please, this Saturday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight East Coast. Thank you. Thank you for great listeners, and thank you, Alex, for letting me sit in. This Erskine saying, have yourself a great weekend, and Alex will be back with you Monday morning.